Averroa, the late Averroa, who just passed away a couple of months ago,
right.
His writings of what they had to do to bring peace to Sierra Leone, the efforts, blow by blow, the meetings they had, peace and social cohesion is a deliberate work. People worked on peace. And I would encourage people to go back. Averroa passed away, but it's good he left his legacy for us. So we, the political leaders, have a responsibility. After the war, leaders had to go out of their way to reach out to RUF. After the war, leaders had to go out of their way to create a government of national unity without announcing it. Why? Because peace was central. Sierra Leone was central. The leadership in this country, we the political leaders, but particularly the government, these tensions we see, we're sleepwalking, we're literally sleepwalking into a crisis. And they should rein in the hardliners. After the war, there was a lot of call for revenge and other things. But we had the kind of leadership that said, no, we build institutions, we ask people to forgive, and we build a new republic. That is what we need now. Femi is right. We have seen these incidents happening since after the elections. In a way, it's unique now because it seems to be escalating. We also need justice. It is not by accident. Our people, the founding fathers, we just celebrated independence. They said unity, freedom, and justice. Unity, the foundations, is people's freedoms to express themselves, to be free to associate without prejudice, but justice. Justice matters. When people feel aggrieved, when the judicial system does not work, that already creates anger in people. This is why, you know, I went back a few days just to read. I said we had worse problems then, 11 years. How did these guys do it? I had read it before, Padre personally signed it for me in those days. But these past few days, I've just been reading. To say we have to go out of our way. Femi, myself, other political leaders. This is why I maintain that given where we're headed, the kind of hate message we're hearing, it is bad. And also, I truly believe, as a leader, that people who propel that kind of message, promote it, they should be sanctioned. We try to prevent it. We try to encourage them not to do it. But gosh, if they do it, yes, there has to be sanctions. But in addition, address the fundamental problem. Youth unemployment, 60%. Grow the economy so people have livelihoods. Be inclusive. Don't be vindictive. Victory also means magnanimity in leadership. You cannot govern easily if people are not happy. And with COVID adding on top of that, when we begin to see what we call in economics, the supply side shocks, next year, the tensions will be tougher. And of course, we'll be approaching political season. This is why we use COVID today to unify this nation. I want to appeal to my colleagues in politics, in senior leadership, Mr. President, former president, and others, that we have a responsibility for the next generation, that it is now. We must reduce, de-escalate, and reduce this tension. And we have that responsibility. Otherwise, the next generation will judge us bad. We inherited a peaceful country, growing economy, and we let it slip from our hands.
And, you know, as we talk about the role of government,